AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump tweeted there is a good chance the U.S. will strike a deal with Mexico to avert the tariffs that he had scheduled for Monday. He also said if they're unable to make a deal there, the 5% tariff will take effect. President Trump is pushing the Mexicans to take a tougher stand against Central American migrants at the border. The AP's Chris Rugaber reports this is a different kind of strategy.
Typically, you don't see tariffs used in an unrelated issue, in this case, immigration. And I think that's why you've seen a real outcry from business groups as well as some of President Trump's Republican allies in Congress.
The president's top economic advisor, Kevin Hassett, says if this tariff goes into effect, it would not have an immediate impact.
I'd have to do some more math to tell you, but it would, you know, at the beginning, it wouldn't be something that would be noticeable.
But it would go up 5% every week to a peak of 25%. The government says only 75,000 jobs were added last month. Vice President Mike Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, says it doesn't look like a trend.
Nearly 6 million jobs have been added to our economy since Donald Trump was elected president. We've seen for 10 months a wage growth averaging about 3%. So we would encourage you to take this approach as a holistic and say where the direction of the country has been going.
The unemployment rate remained at a nearly 50-year low, 3.6%. At the Wisconsin State Capitol in Madison, a gay pride rainbow flag is flying just below the American flag and the Wisconsin state flag. Democrats hail it as a sign of inclusivity. A conservative Republican lawmaker in Wisconsin says the flag is divisive. An American-guided missile cruiser and a Russian destroyer came within 165 feet of each other in the Philippine Sea. This is Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan.
Unsafe, unprofessional acts will not deter us from conducting operations.
The U.S. and Russia are blaming each other. No one was hurt and no injuries were reported. This is AP Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration is targeting vaping influencers.
U.S. regulations require nicotine products to contain a health warning on packages and advertisements. The FDA sent warning letters to four companies that use paid social media influencers to pitch nicotine products to their online followers without including the mandatory warning that the vaping liquids contain nicotine, which is addictive. The companies included Solus Vapor, Hype City Vapors, Humble Juice Company, and Artist Liquid Labs. The letters did not mention Juul, which has grown to over 70% of the U.S. e-cigarette market. The action comes as the FDA and other government agencies are struggling to reverse what they call an epidemic of underage e-cigarette use. Jennifer King, Washington.
Barnes & Noble is being sold, bought by a hedge fund for $476 million. Elliott Management is the new owner. It bought Waterstones 1 year ago, a national UK book chain that has successfully navigated through the online e-reader revolution. Barnes & Noble was hit hard by competition from Amazon. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.